Hello, welcome to The Pinch. Yes, we're after the Mac Show here, and we're here to deliver the show, which only lasts 5 minutes, and is designed for your morning motion. So when you're nipping one off, you can listen to us witter on about something inane and stupid, but only for 5 minutes. When the podcast ends, start wiping. Joining me, I've got Lee, I've got Doc, and I've got Patrice, who's on mute, clearly, because he's just laughed, either that or it was an insane laugh. And the topic, as picked for us by Mac Vader in the chat room, is bath or shower, discuss.
For what?
Yeah, that's a big question.
For what? That's a
for your moaning. For cleaning yourself or for all your moaning morning motion?
Not at the same time, hopefully.
For getting rid of a body. It's got to be hydrophobic acid or whatever it is, and hydrofluoric acid, and a non-plastic bathtub or a plastic bathtub.
Yeah, in this case, I would say bath because it's just easier to do it in a bathtub than in a shower.
It scares me that you know that, mein Führer.
What, for hydrofluoric acid? I watched Breaking Bad, man.
Yeah,
oh, there you go.
So that's the only reason I know. I mean, in terms of like personal hygiene. Bath is absolutely fuck all use to me because they don't make them. Well, I am the volume of a bath. So it's like, if I get in a bath, it's me in the bath or the water. Not both.
Well, one of the things I do like is, okay, so in Japan, right? You know, I always go to my default in Japan, right? In Japan, right, the whole bathroom is basically this giant, it's called the wet room. And on the side, you got your CR or your water closet, right?
Right,
as
you
guys call it. Mm-hmm. So you go in, you take a shower. And after you take a shower, you're fully clean. Then you fill the bathtub up and you get in the bath and you take a nice soak. So that way you're not doing it the typical way that I learned when I was a kid, which I found out as an adult is wrong, making the stew of human dirt. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to sit in there and watch the dirt come off you and it's kind of floating right next to you. That's not clean. So if you do the shower and take a bath, I'd be all for it.
To be fair, though, that's what the soap's for. It breaks down the contact of the dirt and your skin. So it floats next to you and it doesn't stick to you.
And I guess it's true, but it's just always this fact that I could see it when I was a kid. I never liked it when I was a kid. So I remember like asking, am I old enough to take a shower yet? And my parents were like, no, because you're going to put water all over the damn place. I didn't like bath water because I didn't like that soap scum. And soap nowadays is much better than it was way back in, you know, black and white TV.
Yeah, back when it was coal tar.
Coal tar soap. Hey, somebody just brought that stuff back out at Birchbox, coal tar soap. It smells
like shit, mate. It's awful.
That's the answer. Wrecks your skin. I wasn't going to say it.
What's the pH value on that? Probably about 10. It was 5.5 when it started fermenting before they made it. Jesus.
You know, when Mac Vader brought up the topic, the better statement should have been by yourself or with, you know, some friends.
I can't get in a fucking bath on my own. Why would I want to know about what it's like to have a bath with someone else?
If your bathtub can't hold you by yourself, then you're not making enough money. We got to expand this network.
They don't make baths for me, mate.
Yeah, yeah, Doc, your solution or the Japanese solution wouldn't work in California because, I mean, you're basically using twice the amount of water.
Yeah, this is kind of true. And you could do it, but then people get mad at you. But, I mean, we all go to Macworld. Yeah. You know, half the people there don't take baths anyway or showers.
Ooh.
They just walk around smelling like freaking patchouli.
Yeah, and that's just the people in the stands.
We're gonna get all kind of hate email, and it's going to be all from everybody in the Bay Area. But they kind of smell like they're sweating out Mountain Dew.
Well, it's because the other thing as well, some of the hotels you get and some of the apartments that you get probably have crap showers. I mean, we got lucky with ours. It was a really good shower in the downstairs bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But
that sucks when you travel and you get the trickle water.
Or it's cold as well, a cold trickle. And I've stayed in a few hotels for work where I've ended up going up in the morning. You've piled in late at night, dumped all your stuff, got into bed, woke up early the next morning, 5 o'clock, and you climb in and you turn the knob on the shower and there is just a cold trickle, nothing else. And it never gets warm, it never goes anywhere. And you're kind of like, oh, I can't go down and change my room because I've slept in it overnight and I'm checking out in a minute anyway. And I'm not lugging all these bags into another room and they won't give me another room. And it's, go to work smelly. Shower in a can.
The only good thing about taking the bath is